أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, about the subject of Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, when we have risen to our feet for the cause of Islam and for the implementation of the traditions of the Prophet and establishment of justice, then we must not be afraid of giving martyrs and martyrdom. The essence of the political school introduced by our magnanimous Imam rahmatullah alayhi is the relationship between religious and temporal affairs. In delineating this relationship, the late Imam rahmatullah alayhi used Islamic teachings and guidelines as a basis for his delineation. From an Islamic perspective, the world is a path that human beings should tread in order to attain perfection. The world is compared to a farm, the harvest of which is reaped in the hereafter. From this viewpoint, the world is the area of human endeavors in various spheres of activities, such as political and economic spheres, and the arena of human efforts to deal with different concepts like rights and responsibilities of human beings, or the concepts of education, wisdom, knowledge, and justice. So, from this perspective, the material world is the place where religion is expected to fulfill its mission and perform its responsibilities.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
Religion is what gives shape and direction to and guides the activities of human communities in all areas of life. Based on this definition of the world, religion and worldly affairs cannot be separated from one another. So, from the viewpoint of our late great Imam, religion and worldly affairs are intertwined and complement each other. Ever since the beginning of the Imam's movement, this viewpoint has provoked the greatest resistance, hostility, and opposition from the arrogant powers, the powers whose wealth, power, and rule depend on the elimination of religion, moral values, and spirituality from human societies. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh guided the Iranian nation on the path to the accomplishment of some noble objectives. He also introduced us to certain criteria so that by observing those criteria, we may not deviate from the right path, inshallah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.